So good morning, everyone. We find ourselves in the heart of the Q4 earnings season globally, but especially in the United States. Overnight in China and over in Asia, Asian markets really bounced back strongly. The Hong Kong Index, for example, was up over 2.5% as news hit the wires that the government in China was considering new policy stimulus measures to help support the stock market. Over in Japan, as we discussed last night and as we predicted, the Bank of Japan kept its policy rate on hold, although I do think it is noticeable, or notable, I should say, that its core inflation forecasts were revised down. That is good news there. Over in Europe, Europe is down small. Consumer discretionary is outperforming. Tech and healthcare are lagging a bit on quiet news throughout the region. On the macro side, on the micro side in Europe, I should say, Ericsson and Associated British Foods trade higher after their reports, while Swatch and Logitech have traded lower. Here in the United States, futures are up modestly. The 10-year is up around 4.12%, so selling off a bit. Remember, this is after the S&P and the NASDAQ hit record highs once again yesterday. A lot of the focus is in what happened or is what is occurring on the earnings side. Like I mentioned, we're in the heart of earnings season. In the United States, we've had a couple of notable reports this morning. GE, for example, they had a strong beat, although their 2024 outlook came in line. Procter & Gamble, they had stronger gross margins, but those were offset with slowing sales. So a bit of a mixed bag. Today, in the aftermarket time, keep your eye out on Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, and Texas Instruments. All those names are reporting today after the close. Also, keep an eye on the churn that's happening below the market surface. We saw yesterday there was a bit of I should say, an upside move in the small caps. We're seeing that somewhat carry over into this morning as well. So it'll be interesting to see if this trade continues into today. One other point of note that I wanted to make is keep your eye out on the copper market. We're seeing the latest reports are telling us that the market has not really been this tight since 2021. In fact, the market is anticipated to have around a 428,000 kiloton deficit set against just 260,000 kilotons of current visible stock in the market. Keep in mind that this market has suffered from a major supply shock over the past quarter. A series of mines have closed down. In fact, that has reduced growth in the copper market by roughly 60% from where we expected it to be in the middle of last year. So, and even if you set this aside, or if you set this against even a mild growth environment, you'll see the market and be in major deficit throughout the year. That means you can expect upward price pressures on copper. We could see the metal up anywhere between 15 to 20% up, given the size of this deficit. So if you want to do a short-term trade, that is a very interesting place to put money right away on the commodity side in the copper market. Pass it back to you.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión LATAM, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these eight operating businesses make up the Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker-dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.